Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Belief systems drive global events. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2, 16-17. In the broadest sense, there are only two belief systems, theism and naturalism. One believes in supernatural influence on the affairs of men and as the foundation of purpose and order. The other does not. The vast majority of the world is theistic, though not creationist, in its worldview. Only the civilized world is arrogant enough to consciously exclude the supernatural from its thinking. But this is the key, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. This is why we are clearly told, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Underlying all, of course, is the great adversary who seeks to draw the worship of all men to himself and replace all gods as the god of this world. Satan is driven, like a roaring lion, to devour all who oppose him. The real war is a spiritual one. President George W. Bush was correct when he insisted that the campaign against modern terrorism will be unlike any other we have ever seen. It will be worldwide in scope, transcultural in impact, and years in the execution. Will terrorists be eliminated and evil conquered? Not until Jesus Christ sets up his millennial reign. But we can overcome evil with good, and we can reign in life. Freedom is administered through truth, and Satan, when resisted in the faith, will flee.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.